Texturing, 16th chapter, carving down the Kaliya. Next fire. Lord Krishna, when he understood that the water of the Jamuna was being polluted by the black snake Kaliya, he took action against him and made him get out of the water and go elsewhere, and thus the whole water became again purified. Actually, when this story was being narrated by Sukadev Goswami to Maharaj Parikshit, the king became more enthused to hear about Lord Krishna in his childhood, best times, and he inquired from Sukadev Goswami how Krishna chastised the black snake Kaliya, who was living in the water for many years. Actually, Maharaj Parikshit was feeling more and more enthused by hearing the transcendental pastimes of Krishna, and his inquiry was very interesting. So, Sukadev Goswami narrated the story as follows, that within the river Jamuna, there was a great lake, and in that lake, the black snake Kaliya used to live, and the whole water was so poisonous that it was emanating a poisonous heat 24 hours, so much so that even a bird happened to pass over the spot, he would immediately die and fall down on the water. On account of the poisonous effect of the water, the particles of water carried by air, the trees and grass near the bank of the Jamuna, they would all dry up. Lord Krishna saw the great poisonous effect of the lake within the water of Jamuna, and when he saw that the whole water of Jamuna on the front of Vrindavan was becoming poisonous, Krishna, who had vented himself just to kill all undesired elements from the world, he immediately got up on a big tree on the bank of the Jamuna. This tree was Kadamba tree. Kadamba is a round yellow flower. Really, they are seen in Vrindavan area only. After rising on the top of the tree, he tightly fitted his belt cloth and just flapping his arms, just like a wrestler, immediately fell down in the midst of the lake, so much poisonously affected. The Kadamba tree on the bank of the Jamuna, on which Krishna got up, was the only tree which was not dead. The explanation of this living condition of that tree is given by commentators, that on account of a touching of the lotus feet of Krishna, the tree became immediately alive. But in some other Puranas, it is stated that Garuda, the eternal carrier of Vishnu, knew it, that Krishna would take this action in future. So he puts some nectar on this tree, and it was alive. When Lord Krishna jumped over the water, falling down from the tree, immediately the water became so much inflated that it overflooded the bank up to 100 years all around, feeling as if something very heavy has fallen on the water. But this is not at all astonishing, because the exhibition of Krishna's strength like that is not at all uncommon, because he is the reservoir of all strength. That's why when Krishna was swimming over the water, just like a great, strong elephant, there was a tumultuous sound which the great black snake Kaliya could hear. The sight became intolerable for him when he heard the great tumultuous sound by his eyes. He could understand that this was an attempt to attack his home, and therefore he immediately came before Krishna. Kaliya snake saw Krishna as worth seeing, because his body was so beautiful and delicate, resembling the collar of the cloud, decorated with Sivasa jewel and yellow garment, a smiling, beautiful face, playing on the river Jamuna with great strength, and the leg resembling just like lotus flower. But in spite of Krishna's being present in such beautiful feature, he was feeling within his heart great anger, and thus he covered Krishna with his great hoods, and Krishna was thus enwrapped by the hoods of the snake. His very affectionate cowherd's voice and the inhabitants of Vrindavan saw the incredible activities. All of them immediately became stunted out of fear. The inhabitants of Braja, the cowherd's boy and the cowherd's man, had dedicated everything for Krishna, their life, property, affection, activities, everything was for Krishna. And when they saw Krishna in that condition, they were too much overwhelmed with fear and fell down on the ground. All the cows, bulls, and small calves, all of them became so much overwhelmed with grief that they began to look over him with great anxiety. And out of fear, they could only cry in agony and stood erect on the bank without being able to help their beloved Krishna. While this thing was happening on the bank of the Jamuna, immediately there are other symptoms of inauspicity, like there was a trembling of the earth and falling down patterns from the sky, and shivering of the left body. All these signs are indication of appearance of great danger immediately. By observing all these inauspicious symptoms, cowherd's men like Maharaj Nanda and others became too much anxious out of fear. At the same time, they are informed that on that day, Krishna had gone to the pasturing ground without being accompanied by his elder brother, Balaram. As soon as Nanda, Jasoda, and other cowherd's men heard this, they became still more anxious. Out of their great affection for Krishna, and without knowing the extent of Krishna's potencies, they become overwhelmed with grief and anxiety, because they had nothing dearer than Krishna. because they dedicated their everything, life, property, affection, mind, and activities, everything on Krishna. On account of their great attachment for Krishna, immediately they thought that today Krishna is surely going to be vanquished. And all the inhabitants of Vrindavan immediately came out of their village to see Krishna. And the whole assembly consisted of persons beginning from the child up to the oldest man in the village, the women, the animals, and all living entities, because they knew that Krishna was only the means of their subsistence. When such things were happening, Balaram, who is the master of all knowledge, standing there simply smiling because he knew how much his younger brother Krishna was powerful. Exactly, there was no cause of anxiety when Krishna was fighting with an ordinary serpent of this material world. He did not therefore personally take any part in that show of agreement. All the inhabitants of Vrindavan, thus being disturbed in their mind, began to search out Krishna by following the impression of his footprints on the ground of Vrindavan. And all of them began to move towards the bank of Jamuna. All of them were very hastily proceeding towards the bank of Jamuna by observing the footprints of Krishna marked with a flag, a bow, and conch shell. After arriving on the bank of the Jamuna, when the inhabitants of Vrindavan saw that all the cows and the cowherd's boys were crying, seeing Krishna enwrapped by the hooves of the black snake, they became still more overwhelmed with grief. When Balaram was smiling and seeing the fun of the lamentation of all the inhabitants of Brajavasi, the Brajavasi, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they became merged into the ocean of agreement because they thought Krishna is now finished. Special significance of the mentality of step number 19, Krishna, July 22nd, 1969. Special significance of the residents of Vrindavan is that they do not know much about Krishna, but their love for Krishna has no comparison. As soon as they saw that Krishna is in the river Jamuna, enwrapped by the black snake Kaliya, and all cowherds, boys, and the cows, everyone was lamenting, they simply began to think of Krishna's friendship, Krishna's smiling face, Krishna's sweet words, Krishna's dealings with them. They began to think of all these things. And when they thought that Krishna is now within the clutches of the Kaliya snake, they immediately see that the three world has become vacant. But Chaitanya has this feeling of separation. He said that he was seeing the three worlds as vacant for want of Krishna. This is the highest stage of Krishna consciousness. So, Mrijavasi, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, almost all of them have this highest ecstatic love for Krishna. That's why when mother Jasoda came there, she wanted to enter the river Jamuna, where Krishna was there, but she being checked immediately, she became unconscious. Her other friends, who are also equally aggrieved, were shedding tears like torrents of rain or waves of the river. In order to bring Mother Jasoda to consciousness, they began to speak loudly about the transcendental pastimes of Krishna. Mother Jasoda remained there just like a dead body on account of her consciousness being concentrated on the face of Krishna. Raj Nanda and all others who dedicated everything, including their life, to Krishna, when they were ready to enter into the water of Jamuna, immediately Lord Balaram checked them not to do so, because he was in perfect knowledge that there was no danger for Krishna. Next para. For 2 hours continually, Krishna remained in that wrapped up condition by the hoods of the snake. But when he saw that all the inhabitants of Gokula, including his mother, father, the gopis, the boys, and the cows, everywhere was just on the point of death, and seeing them in that condition and considering that they had no other filter for being saved from that imminent danger of death, Krishna, after remaining in that way just like an ordinary child, he immediately came out of the entrapment of the snake. He began to expand his body. And the snake, although tried to hold him, it was a great strain on the nerves of the snake. On account of such great strain, his nerves became slackened. Therefore, he had no other alternative than to let loose the personality of Godhead, Krishna, from his hold, and being unable to keep him in that condition, he became very much angry, and being his horse standing was breathing out poisonous air from his nostrils, eyes became just like fire, and flames were coming out from the mouth. The black snake Kaliya thus began to look upon Krishna, remained standstill for some time. The snake was licking two sides of his lips with bifurcated tongues, and was looking on Krishna with double hoods, pricking with eyesight full of poison. Krishna immediately splashed upon him, just like the Garuda bird pounces upon the snake, and the snake thus attacked was looking out for the opportunity to bite him, while Krishna was moving around him. In this way, while Krishna and the snake both were moving in curve, snake gradually became fatigued, and his strength appeared to be reduced to a considerable measure. And taking this opportunity, Krishna immediately pressed down the hoofs of the snake and caught up on it. Lord is the original personality of Godhead, and his lotus feet became tinged with red collar on account of the rays of the jewels on the hooves of his neck. And because he is the original artist of all fine arts like dancing, he began to dance upon the hooves of the snake, although it was too much unsettled and moving. Taking this opportunity of the Lord's dancing over the hood of the black snake, Kaliya, denizens from upper planets began to shower flowers on the Lord and began to beat their drums and different types of pipe flutes, singing different types of prayer songs. In this way, all the denizens like Gandharva, the Siddhyas, the demigods became very much pleased. While Krishna was dancing on the hood of the snake, he was trying to push down Krishna by other hoods, because he had about 100 poles, and while Krishna was dancing in some of them, he was trying to strike him by other hoods, and Krishna also immediately took control of such hoods and began to dash him with his lotus feet as strong as the snake could bear. This way, gradually, the snake became reduced in his life struggle, when he was vomiting all kinds of dirty things from his mouth, with fire emanating from them. This way, the snake, while vomiting all kinds of poisonous material from within, he became reduced in his sinful situation. The snake, out of great anger, began to struggle for existence as he wanted to raise one of his hooves from the kicking of the Lord. The Lord also immediately captured that hood and at once subdued such hood by his kicking and dancing, and the play appeared as if the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, is being worshipped by different kinds of flowers. Poisons emanating from the mouth of the snake appeared to be like flowers. In this way, when the snake began to vomit blood instead of poison and became too much fatigued, and the whole body appeared to be broken by the dashing kick of the Lord, at that time he could understand that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and within his mind he began to surrender unto him. He could realize that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the master of everything. The wives of the snake, known as Nagapatni, when they saw that their husband was being too much pressed by the kicking process of the Lord, within whose womb the whole universe remains, therefore the snake was almost being killed by the heavy burden strength exhibited by Krishna, they immediately hastily prepared to worship the Lord, although in their hastiness they dressed their bunch of hair and their ornaments became loosened. They also surrendered unto the Supreme Lord and began to pray. They immediately appeared before the Lord with their offspring put forward, and all of them respectful obeisances to the Lord, with great anxious mind, and falling down on the bank of the Jamuna. Bhagavatnis knew it, that Krishna is the shelter of all surrendered souls, and as such, they desired to release their husband from the impending danger by pleasing the Lord with their prayers. That's why the Nagapatnis began to offer their prayers as follows. Dear Lord, you are equal to everyone. You have no distinction between your sons or friends or enemies. Therefore, the punishment which you have so kindly offered to the snake is exactly befitting. Nagapatni, first of all, wanted to confirm the punishment offered by Krishna to the snake, and then continued to say, Dear Lord, you have descended especially for the purpose of annihilating all kinds of disturbing elements within the world, and because you are absolute truth, there is also no difference between your mercy and punishment. We think, therefore, that this apparent punishment to the snake is meant for giving him some benediction. We consider, therefore, that your punishment to us is a great mercy upon us, because while you punish somebody, it is to be understood that the reaction of the sinful activities are reduced to nil. It is already clear that this living creature appearing in the body of a snake must have been overburdened with all kinds of sins. Otherwise, how he could have this body of a snake? Therefore, your punishment or dancing on the hood of the snake means that he is being reduced of his sinful resultant action from this body of snake. It is therefore very much agreeable that you have become angry and prepared to punish him in this way. We are therefore very much astonished as to how you have become so much pleased on this snake on account of his performing various religious activities in his past life, so that everyone's plea was pleased by his activities, and he underwent all kinds of penance and hostilities most humbly and giving honor to all others, thus executed universal welfare activities for all the living creatures. In other words, the Nagapatnis confirm it that nobody can come in contact with Krishna without having had done pious activities in his previous life, in devotional service, as Lord Chaitanya advised in his Sikhasta, that one has to execute devotional service by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra in a humble position, rather than the straw in the street, without expecting honor for himself, but offering all kinds of honor to others. So the Nagapatnis, wives of the snake, were astonished that one saint he has got the body of the snake, which is the result of grievous sinful activities. But at the same time, they saw that he had come in contact with the Lord. And not only in contact, the Lord was touching his lotus feet on the hood of the snake. So certainly, it was not ordinary result of pious activity. So these two contradictory things made them astonished. He continued to pray, my dear Lord, we are simply astonished to see that by which influence he is so much fortunate to have the dust of a lotus feet on your head. Because the dust of your lotus feet is sought after by a great saintly person, and even the goddess of fortune also underwent severe austerities just to have the blessings of the dust of your feet. And how this snake is so easily getting this dust of your lotus feet on his head. We have heard it from authoritative sources that those who are blessed with the dust of your lotus feet, they do not care even for the highest post within the universe, namely the post of Lord Brahma, what to become the king of heavenly planets, what to desire for becoming the supreme person on this planet. Whether such person desire to lord it over the planets down this earth, or over the planets known as Siddhaloka, whether they aspire for the mystic power achieved by the yoga process. Pure devotees, what to speak of aspiring after such material opulences, they do not aspire even for liberation by becoming one with you. Again, therefore, we consider that this snake has achieved something which is very, very rare for others. Although he is born in a species of life which is caused by the most abominable modes of material nature, accompanied with the quality of anger, although he is the king of the snakes, killing entities who are wandering within this universe and getting different species of life, can very easily achieve the greatest benediction by your mercy. It is also confirmed in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that the living entities are wandering within the universe in various species of life, but by the mercy of Krishna and by the mercy of spiritual master, one can get the seed of devotional service, and thus his path of liberation become open. We therefore offer our respectful obeisances unto you, my dear Lord, because you are the supreme person. You are living as the super soul within every living entity, and although you are transcendental of the cosmic manifestation, still everything is resting unto you. My dear Lord, you are the personified, indefatigable, eternal time. The entire time force is existing on you. You are therefore a seer of the embodiment of the entire time in the sea of past, present, future, per month, day, hours, moments, everything. In other words, my Lord, you can see perfectly all the activities happening in every moment, in every hour, every day, every month, every year, past, present, and future. You are yourself the universal form, and still you are different from this universe. In other words, you are simultaneously one and different from the universe. We therefore offer our respectful obeisances unto you. You are yourself the whole universe. You are yourself the creator of the whole universe. You are the whole superintendent and maintainer of this whole universe. and you are the original cause of this universe. So, you are present within this universe by your three qualitative incarnations. Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha, still you are transcendental to this material creation, although you are the cause of the appearance of all kinds of living entities, their senses, their light, their mind, their intelligence, still you are to be realized by your internal energy. Let us offer, therefore, our respectful obeisances unto you, who is unlimited, who is the finer than the finest, and who is the center of all creation and knower of everything. Although you are tried to be understood by different varieties of philosophical speculation, you are the ultimate goal of all philosophical reach. Actually, you are described by all kinds of philosophical vocabulary, by different kinds of doctrines. Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto you, because you are the origin of all scripture and source of knowledge. You are the root of all evidences, and you are the supreme person who can bestow upon us the supreme knowledge. You are the cause of the beginning of all kinds of desires, and you are the cause of beginning of all kinds of satisfaction. You are personified Vedas, therefore we offer you our respectful obeisances. My dear Lord, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and you are also the Supreme Enjoyer, now appeared as the Son of Vasudev, who is manifestation of the pure state of goodness. You are the predominating deity of mind and intelligence known as Pradyumna and Anuruddha, and you are the Lord of all Vaishnavas. By your expansion as Chaturbhuha, namely Vasudev, Sankarsan, Aniruddha, and Pradyumna, you are the cause of developing mind intelligence. By your activities only, the living entities become covered by forgetfulness, as well as become discovered of his real identity. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter, that the Lord is sitting as the super soul in everyone's heart, and due to his presence, a living entity is forgetting himself or reviving his original identity. We can partially understand that you are the witness within our heart of all our activities, but it is very difficult to appreciate your presence. Every one of us can, to some extent, appreciate your presence. You are the supreme controller of both the material and spiritual energies. Therefore, you are the supreme leader. Although you are different from this cosmic manifestation, you are the witness and creator and the ingredient of this cosmic manifestation. We therefore offer our respectful obeisances unto you. Dear Lord, in the matter of creating this cosmic manifestation, personally, you have nothing to exert. But still, by expanding your different kinds of energy, namely the modes of goodness, the modes of passion, and modes of ignorance, you can create, maintain, and annihilate this cosmic manifestation. The controller of the entire time force, you can simply conceive over the material energy to create this universe and energize the different force of material nature acting differently in different and living creature. The body, therefore, can estimate how your activities are going on within this world. Again, Lord, although you yourself have expanded yourself in three principal deities of this universe, namely Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu, and Lord Shiva, for creation, maintenance, and destruction, but still, your appearance as Lord Vishnu is for the universal benediction of the living creature. Therefore, those who are actually peaceful and aspiring after the supreme peace for them, worship of your peaceful appearance, Lord Vishnu, is recommended. My dear Lord, therefore we are submitting our prayers unto you. Can very much appreciate that this poor snake is going to give up his life in this way, and also you know that we women, our life and everything is our husband. Therefore we are praying unto you that you may kindly excuse this snake, our husband, because if the snake dies, then we shall be in great difficulty. So, looking upon us only, you may excuse this great offender. My dear Lord, every living creature is your offspring, and you maintain them. Therefore, this snake is also your offspring, and once you can excuse him, although he is offended. And this holy snake has offended you undoubtedly without knowing your truthfulness. Therefore, we are praying that he may be excused for this time. My dear Lord, we are offering our loving service unto you, because we are all eternal servitors of your Lordship. Now, you can order and ask us to do anything, whatever you please. Every living entity can be relieved from all kinds of despair if he agrees to abide by your order, etc. Thus, on the submission of the prayers of the Nagapatni, Lord Krishna released the Kaliya snake from his punishment, as he was already unconscious on account of being thoroughly stricken by the picking process of the Lord. The Kaliya snake also, after getting consciousness and being relieved from the punishment, brought back his life force and working power of the senses, thus becoming very humble, with folded hands began to pray to the Supreme Lord Krishna. My dear Lord, from the very beginning of our life, we are born in such a species of life that by nature we are too angry, envious, on account of being in the darkest region of the modes of ignorance. Your Lordship knows it very well that it is very difficult to give up one's natural instincts, although by such natural instincts the living creature transmigrates from one body to another. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita that it is very difficult to give up the clutches of material nature. But if anyone surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the modes of material nature no more act on them. My dear Lord, you are therefore the original creator of all kinds of modes of material nature. You are the cause of the modes of material nature by which the universe is created, you are the cause of different kinds of mentality of the living creature by which they have obtained different varieties of body. As such, my dear Lord, we are born as a snake. By natural instinct, we are very angry. And how it is possible to give up our acquired nature without your mercy? It is very difficult to get out of the clutches of your Maya. And by your Maya, we remain enslaved by our influence. Again, Lord, therefore, you kindly excuse me for my inevitable material tendencies. I'm surrendering unto you. Now you can punish me or save me as you desire. Next one. After hearing this, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was acting as if a small human child, ordered the snake as follows. You, Kaliya, you immediately leave this place. Go to the ocean. Leave this place without any delay. And you can take with you all your offspring, wives, and everything that you possess. Don't pollute this water of Jamuna. Let it be drunk by my cows and my cowherd's boys without any hindrance. Lord then declared that the order given to the Kaliya snake has to be recited and heard by everyone so that he will not have any fear from the envious activities of the snakes. Anyone hearing the narration of this Kaliya snake and his punishment will have no more any fear from the previous activities of the snakes. The Lord also declared that anyone who takes birth in this Kaliya lake, where we, myself and my cowherd boy friends, have taken birth, and if anyone offers oblation to the forefathers by the water of this lake, after having gone fasting for a day, that person would be relieved from all kinds of sinful reaction. God also assured the Kaliya snake that you came here out of the fear of Garuda, who wanted to eat you in the pitiful land of the ocean. Now, since I have touched your head with my lotus feet, the Garuda will not anymore disturb you by seeing the mark on your head of my lotus feet. Lord Krishna was pleased upon the snake and his wife. Immediately after hearing his order, they began to worship the Lord with great offerings, like nice garments, flowers, garlands, jewels, ornaments, sandal pulp, lotus flower, his eatable fruits and flowers. This way they please the master of Garuda, from whom they are very much afraid. In this way, taking order from Lord Krishna, all of them left